This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Triune God, Understanding the Trinity Through the Lens of Jewish Texts. It offers a simplified overview of how ideas like the angel of the Lord, personified wisdom, the Spirit of God, and Jewish mystical texts reflect a plurality within God that aligns with the Christian doctrine of the Trinity. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Is the Trinity really a Christian idea? Trinity, the belief that God is one in essence but exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is central to Christianity. However, some argue that the Trinity doesn't fit with Jewish monotheism, which emphasizes that there is only one God. Does this mean that the idea of a triune God is foreign to Judaism? Actually, the concept of divine plurality, that God's unity involves some kind of complexity, can be found within the Hebrew Bible and Jewish thought. This article will explore theophanies, God appearing to people, personified wisdom, the Spirit of God, and insights from Jewish mysticism. These ideas show that the Trinity is not something invented later by Christians. Instead, it fulfills and deepens ideas already present in Jewish texts. God appearing in different ways. Theophanies in the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrew Bible contains several stories where God appears in distinct ways or through divine agents. These encounters hint at a plurality within God's nature, aligning with the Christian understanding of the Trinity. The angel of the Lord as divine. In several passages, the angel of the Lord speaks as God himself and receives worship. For example, in Genesis 16 verses 7 to 13, the angel of the Lord appears to Hagar, and she calls him the God who sees me. In Exodus 3 verses 2 to 6, the angel of the Lord speaks to Moses from the burning bush, saying, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These examples show that the angel of the Lord is more than just a messenger. He is a distinct person who shares God's identity. Michael Heiser explains that the angel of the Lord is not separate from God but acts as a divine person, pointing toward the relationship between the Father and the Son. The three visitors to Abraham in Genesis 18, three visitors come to Abraham, and one of them is identified as the Lord. This encounter hints at divine plurality, multiple persons acting in unity. Some Jewish interpretations say these were angels, but the text suggests something more, aligning with the Christian concept of distinct persons within the Godhead. Commander of the Lord's army. In Joshua 5 verses 13 to 15, Joshua meets the commander of the Lord's army, who accepts worship and gives instructions similar to God's words to Moses. This figure is not just an angel, he represents a divine person. From a Christian perspective, this hints at the Son's role as a mediator between God and humanity. Wisdom and the Word, personified divine agents in Jewish texts. In Proverbs 8 verses 22 to 31, wisdom Chokmah is described as being present with God during creation. This personification of wisdom sounds remarkably similar to how the Gospel of John describes Jesus as the Logos, Word of God, who was with God and was God, John 1 verse 1. Genesis 16:17. These examples show that Jewish thought already included the idea of divine agents who act independently but remain fully part of God's nature. This aligns closely with the Christian concept of Jesus as the divine Logos. The Spirit of God. Hints of the Holy Spirit in the Hebrew Bible. The Spirit of God, Ruach Elohim, appears throughout the Hebrew Bible, acting with power and intention. Genesis 1 verse 2. The Spirit hovers over the waters at creation, preparing the world for life. Ezekiel 37. The Spirit breathes life into dry bones, symbolizing God's power to renew and restore. While some Jewish interpretations see the Spirit as just an extension of God's power, others acknowledge that the Spirit acts with a distinct personality. This foreshadows the Christian understanding of the Holy Spirit as a person within the Trinity, involved in creation, renewal, and guidance. Let us make man. Plural language in the Hebrew Bible. In Genesis 1 verse 26, God says, let us make man in our image. Some Jewish scholars explain this by saying that God was speaking to angels. However, angels are never involved in creation or described as sharing God's image. From a Christian perspective, this plural language points to a conversation within the Godhead between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Mystical insights. The Zohar and the idea of divine plurality. The Zohar, a foundational text in Jewish mysticism, offers fascinating insights into the nature of God's unity. It describes God as having three heads, which are united as one. This imagery closely parallels the Christian understanding of the Trinity, one God in three persons. The Zohar emphasizes that this plurality within unity is not a contradiction but a rich expression of God's nature. Similarly, the Christian doctrine of the Trinity teaches that God is one essence revealed through Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Conclusion. The Trinity completes the picture of God's nature. The idea of a triune God is not foreign to Jewish thought. It is rooted in theophanies, personified wisdom, the Spirit of God, and even Jewish mysticism. While later Rabbinic Judaism moved away from these ideas, the early Jewish texts and debates show that divine plurality was already part of their understanding of God. Christian doctrine of the Trinity builds on these ideas, offering a coherent explanation of how God's unity can include distinct persons. Far from being a contradiction, the Trinity reveals the depth and richness of God's nature, showing how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together in perfect unity.